And so I think it would be really good to talk about the tech world. Like, Western Union is in, the money transfer business. You've created this bank and the fintech, competitive fintech industry. You've got cryptocurrencies. You've got all of these things in the mix, which is changing the way people want to do things. I mean, obviously, some things are quite speculative at the moment and still becoming what they're going to become. But how do you see, what's impacting, what do you think is going to be the big driving forces in the way people want things done now, and technology changing, into the cloud and everything becoming so embedded in, our smartphones and life day to day?
So I think COVID changed us quite a bit as well, right? Yes, the cryptocurrencies were obviously started in like their the crux of this whole thing started like in a few years ago, but then it crashed primarily because people didn't know how to use it, or they didn't really trust the system itself, and they don't know how to build a use case around it. I think the biggest challenge that we are facing is we need to get out of this thing called FOMO, fear of missing out, which is what sometimes drives these prices high or low or whatever. You will always realize that the common people is the one that is getting affected. People who buy crypto, and again, I'm not a wealth management advisor or anything. Obviously put the money that you feel that you are willing to lose in any kind of investment, regardless whether it's crypto or stock or startup or whatever, right? It's always at risk. Everything is at risk. But the reason, one of the reasons that people are not, I feel that people do not understand why they should be using and investing, and they need to be educated more on this. And there have to be use cases that have to be built on it. If you're purely doing it from an investment perspective to make sure that you can, you can swing it, then people are trading, they are making money. It doesn't matter if the thing goes up and down, they'll always make money in some way. The swings will make money. But
Exactly.
are you that person? I am not. I am not, because I don't want to sit in the morning and think through, oh shit, I lost some money today. Oh, I made from some. That's not what I do. What I personally do on my side is I'm looking at how do I build an ecosystem that supports this kind of technology, which is blockchain, as well as take something from that blockchain to support my use cases. Creating a universal ID or creating a universal payment, a settlement layer across the globe, which could potentially be very interesting. Having the use cases around authenticity of craftsmanship, or people who are in the creative art space, I think it's a very, very interesting. But I have not been able to figure out why should I buy an ape image which cost $150,000. But I guess I figured out there was a party that was thrown yesterday with a lot of interesting stuff that probably not appropriate for this particular podcast. That's probably why people want it, right? So and I also feel that right now there is a lot of, I personally feel that there's a lot of money laundering also happening in that space, primarily because there is no checks and balances. But once it's a regulated entity, the blockchain itself is extremely powerful to be brought into the world, which will remove a lot of hurdles and makes things speed up to the market. But it also has other implications, like Bitcoin has a lot of implications, especially around, because it uses a lot of energy. So it's actually putting a lot of pressure on the on our environment in some way or some form. So I think we need to find better ways to make it work for the people in some way. I thought the in my mind, the farmer protest in India gave a very good opportunity for us as to start talking about how do we make technology available to those folks with some kind of a DeFi lending or micro lending, which can potentially get them out of the struggle that they have with banks and stuff. But we did not. We instead wasted our time, and this flag needs to be raised here, and this needs to be done there, and et cetera, et cetera. I think that was a missed opportunity in my mind. But I think I'm open for people who want to collaborate. Again, you're through this channel, I definitely want to talk about collaboration. If people want to collaborate and build something which goes direct to our farmers, for example, in India, you know, especially our Punjabi community who's struggling, I'll be more than happy to willing to sponsor some of that stuff as well as participate in and build it out. And then we can hand it over to people. And that's what the blockchain technology is. It doesn't need me. It doesn't need you. Yeah. It can be managed by independently managed, which will remove that middleman in some way or some form. And that's what the government does not want, right? So I think we should look for opportunities like that. Whenever every chaos brings an opportunity, Ukraine chaos has brought in a very interesting opportunity. The economy has, you know, repercussions, but you know, if the crypto was holding value, it could be transferred anywhere and any hour. So every chaos will give you some opportunity, but we need to figure out how to use it for the people. Mm. Right now, what happens is we look at an opportunity, a few of us will make money and then just disappear. And that's happened a lot, right? Not that, you know, I mean, I'm not accusing anyone, but, you know, what I feel is people who wanted to make money did make money out of this farmer protest in India as well. Yeah. Well, as the people who didn't get anything out of it. Yes, the laws were taken back, etc. Did their lives improve? No. They've gone back to their own lives, right? What did the community we did to actually make their lives better? Nothing. So I think that dialogue needs to start happening is what is to prevent that thing from happening again? That dialogue needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just, you know, I'm a big, big fan of Ravi Singh in the UK. He does a really great work with Khalsa Aid and stuff. He posted on Twitter yesterday that there is someone who's minting a Khalsa coin in his name. And
I saw that as well, yeah.
It's going to happen, right? This kind of stuff is going to
happen. There'll be NFTs and stuff.
Exactly.
But I think that's an amazing offer there. And I think this is like, you know, the concept of Silva. We've limited it to very, very small options, feeding people, clothing people, doing the basics. But Silva can be, right, how do we get, you know, microloans? How do we get payment systems to people directly on the ground? Like, you know, I've worked in the charity sector for 7-8 years for large charities in the UK. And I was reading about blockchain a couple of years ago, and they were like, actually, you might not need charities no more, because if the blockchain is giving it to the people directly and they can actually audit and check that they received it and they're spending and where they're spending, because the blockchain allows you to have technologies to give it direct and have that audit trail, why would you want an inefficient model that's got 40-50% operational costs being wasted from the money that's been raised when that could be going directly to the people that need it? So, you know, we as Sikhs could see it as an opportunity to help the farmers in this instance, but the same model could be given to the world,
anywhere,
every farmer in the whole world, and we would be at the forefront of doing Seva on an international level in a whole different way. And when you look at it that way, there's so many opportunities out there using the digital world, and
I'm fully. I cannot do it alone. I can only ask common. Or I can only ask like-minded people to start thinking about it. I'll be happy to sponsor part of it. But then, you know, I think I have folks that who are interested in it. Again, through your channel, you know, happy to collaborate. If you get a request from anyone who wants to collaborate, send them my way. I'll be more than happy to, you know, have a chat. I feel we need to do this for the next generation. Otherwise, you know, the technology that has been given to us is going to go to waste.
Yes.
Let's use it and let's figure out a way to, you know, make it work for us.
Hmm. Yeah, 100%. So yeah, we'll put out an ask there to all of those people who think they have an amazing idea or the skills and the software, or, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to do these things, but just like you said, it's not one person that can do it. It needs to be a collaborative effort that we come together and do this as seeing the bigger picture, I think it is the key thing.